There's a lot happening this morning with global markets. Madison Reed. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning, Corin. Yes.
I'm just looking at that, the Dow Jones, the live ticker, if you like, and it's ticking up towards a 1,000-point loss.
It is. It's pretty ugly out there. Starting with Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as you mentioned, has wiped its past 3 months' worth of gains. So it's down more than 3%, 943 points the last time I looked about 5 minutes ago. The other indices have fallen harder. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is down almost 4%. Our own top 50 index had a sharp slide yesterday, its worst day in 4 months, tumbling 216 points, 1.8%, to close at 11,857. The New Zealand dollar is buying at 63.4 US cents, 95.9 to the Australian and 49.1 British pence.
And what do you make of the New Zealand dollar? I mean, it's 63.5. It seems to be holding up reasonably well because you would expect it to come under some pressure with selling like this.
It has recovered a little bit. If you looked at it yesterday and the day before, it was looking quite a bit weaker. The British, the New Zealand dollar against the British pence has actually been where we've been lowest, a few month lows, I think we saw yesterday. But we're holding up really strong against the Aussie, so good news if you're heading over there.
Indeed. Now, in other business news, the battle for customers in a shrinking postal market is taking its toll on companies delivering business mail.
Yes, the courier and data management company Freightways is cutting prices to keep its business customers in response to increased competition from New Zealand Post. Falling letter volumes and competition was a factor in the company's 13% fall in first half profit. New Zealand Post is offering rebates to business customers as a way to counter a large drop in mail volumes. The chief executive of Freightways, Mark Trohier, says it's fighting to hang on to its customers.
So in the half year, we've had to go out and discount our rates to our customers to make sure we maintain them. For the full year, we expect that'll have about $1 million impact to the bottom line. But the important fact, I think, for us is that we've maintained those customers and retained them within the business.
And we'll hear more from Mark Trohier later in the program.
Now, the Reserve Bank governor has been issuing some words of caution about cryptocurrencies.
Central banks around the world seem to have a bit of an innate suspicion of cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin or Ethereum. Key concerns remain the impact such currencies might have on financial stability and monetary policy, basically that the banks wouldn't be in control any longer. The Reserve Bank here has done some research into the topics, and the bank's governor, Adrian Orr, was questioned about the issue at a gathering in Christchurch last Friday. He says central banks are looking at issuing their own digital currencies.
Globally across the central bank world is the discussion around at what point do central banks start issuing e-currencies themselves. So it's still the central bank, it's still the crown balance sheet, it's still the fiat currency, but it has to meet all those other things as well around the security, ability to replicate, etc. on the way through.
That's Reserve Bank's head, Adrian Orr. And in our main bulletin at around 5 to 7, we'll bring you all of the latest numbers from the markets, and we'll also take a look at the TY Point aluminium smelter and travel in a coronavirus-threatened world.